Are Locked On Astros, your daily Houston Astros podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I am Locked On Houston Astros, and I hope that you join me for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. Your team every day, and your team is going to the World Series, baby! You can get Locked On Astros on the brand new podcasting app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play the podcast Locked On Astros. And I'm being joined once again by Will Moriarty, and he was my eyes and ears watching it from home, and I was at the game, and I can tell you, Will, that was so depressing, because especially where I was sitting, I couldn't even see the ball, so I couldn't see that DJ LeMahieu hit that game-tying homer. We heard so much cheering, but apparently there's a lot of Yankees fans there, and so we had no clue what it was until we started seeing DJ LeMahieu, whoever the other person was, running around bases. And that was so, it felt like Albert Pujols all over again. It was just like, oh, here we go again. Here we go again. But then Jose Altuve, of course, Jose freaking Altuve, he's going to do it every time. And I just can't believe that we get to watch this guy play. And I believe he's under team control for, what, 6 or 7 more years? 6 years, I think. But this guy is just so good. And he's, nobody thinks that he can do this. But Will, where can they find you on Twitter, and how are you doing?
I'm well, Eric. Thanks. They can find me on Twitter at WillMoriarty86. That's WillMoriarty86. You know, obviously there was an immediate comparison of that home run, the home run that Osuna gave up, to the Pujols home run, just kind of in terms of, you know, the context in as far as where it was in a league championship series, in a situation where the Astros pitcher closer had a chance to finish things off and it didn't work out. But, you know, people sometimes forget whenever they say, oh, this or that is like the Pujols home run, that the Pujols home run didn't matter 48 hours after it happened. So Royals Bolt went in there a couple of days later and he took care of business, and the Cardinals went kind of into the night, and the Astros went to their first World Series ever. So I was obviously concerned about the Astros' chances to win that ball game after the home run. I was very impressed that Osuna was able to compose himself and keep that game tied. Obviously, that was huge for setting up Altuve's at bat. And I think, you know, the story of that game, there's so many things to discuss. That, you know, bullpen game, I mean, home run aside, if you had beforehand been told, well, the bullpen's going to keep things at 4 runs over 9 innings tonight, I think we all would have taken that.
Yeah, for sure. And it was just one of those moments that everybody was just like, oh, what just happened? But then it just kind of led up to Jose Altuve doing what he did. And George Springer got that walk, and that was a big key as well. When Altuve came up, you just knew what was going to happen. You knew he was going to do something. I didn't think that he was going to hit a homer, but I figured he was going to do something. And he was named the ALCS MVP, and he's been the MVP of this whole freaking playoffs. Just imagine where the Astros would be if he was not in the lineup. Let's just say that he had some type of discomfort and he wasn't playing. The Astros would have been out in the first round. That's how bad this Astros offense has been, but they still found a way to get things done. And I like the way that a lot of people around national media, they've been saying that the Astros have struggled just as bad as the Yankees, but the difference is the Astros have done it in clutch situations. We saw that today with Yuli Gurriel hitting that big 3-1 homer. And then we saw that with Jose Altuve getting that homer to walk off in the ninth inning. And it was just a great game. It was one of those games that you just felt like if one little thing happened, the game was over. And it was just, it's a very intense game. And I saw people around baseball saying, this feels like the World Series. This feels like it's the winner is going to win the World Series. And that's probably the case. But the Astros have got to hit. Yordan Alvarez, he's one for what, 22, 23 now, and he has like what, 13, 14 strikeouts. Yep. It's crazy how bad a postseason this guy's having. And he was one of the hottest hitters in baseball. And I just, maybe a change of scenery with the playing the Nationals will help. The Yankees do have a good pitching staff, and they do know how to pitch these young players. So I wasn't surprised when they ended up pinch hitting Ledmys Diaz for Yordan Alvarez. But at the same time, we got to get this guy to hit. We got to get the whole lineup up and down hit. And my wife was saying during the game, she was like, how does Carlos Correa and Yordan Alvarez have the same batting average? Because Correa has all these big hits. I'm like, well, Correa doesn't have a lot of hits either, but his hits are big hits, and we just haven't seen that yet from Alvarez.
No, yeah, you certainly haven't. I mean, if you'd have told me months ago, if you'd have told any of us months ago that in a huge critical at bat with men on base late in the game, clinching game of a playoff series, that AJ Hinch would be taking Alvarez out in favor of Ledmys Diaz, or as he's affectionately known, Budget Marwin. I mean, we all would have been shocked, but that's where things are. You know, I was looking around at the statistic, Eric, and there are two guys, there are two individuals on the entirety of the Astros ball club with a postseason OPS above 700. And 700 really isn't all that good in OPS. And there are two guys, and one of them has been declining. Obviously, one of them is Altuve. And the other gentleman on the club with an OPS in the 800s is Bregman. And he's fallen off in the LCS. So really, it's not too much of a stretch at all to say that this team is right now being carried by excellent pitching and Jose Altuve, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, and that's sad to say, especially with this big lineup. And I know Springer had his moment, Correa had his moment, we saw Gurriel have his moment, and Brantley, he's quietly getting things done from time to time. And wow, what about that catch? That was one of those catches that we were used to seeing from George Springer. But he went out and dived. He did the Super Springer type thing, and he had the presence of mind to throw the ball to first base. And Aaron Judge, what the heck was he doing? Yes, that looked like it was going to drop. Yes, I'm sure the hit probability was pretty high. But still, you've got to make sure that you tag up. And that was a bad play. That probably changed the whole momentum of the game. Not to say that the Yankees were on their way back, but that could have been a big play if it got by Brantley, because it probably would have gone all the way to the wall and could have been inside a park homer. But instead, he did it.
So, yeah, I mean, it is important. It almost feels like a cliche to say, but it is important that when a team is going through a collective offensive lull, shall we say, that guys do find ways to contribute. You know, obviously, I would prefer that the Reddicks and the Brantleys and almost everybody else on the team were hitting, if you look at how the Astros pitching staff has performed, that if the bats started really catching on fire, I think the, both the Rays and the Yankees series would have been over quicker. And I think the Nationals would be in pretty tough shape against an offense that's really humming like we saw it kind of all systems go for long stretches during the regular season. But I mean, it is important that, defense does matter. And it is good to see Reddick and Brantley and Correa with that arm at short really finding ways to save runs. Is it offsetting, especially in maybe Reddick's case, how kind of atrocious the offense as a whole is right now? You know, that's I don't know about that, but it is good to see those kinds of, plays where those guys come up big.
Yeah, for sure. So, guys, we're going to have to take a break. We've been enjoying this conversation, and we're already at the 10-minute mark. So, remember, get the show every day. Subscribe to Locked On Astros on the new Himalaya Podcast app or Apple Podcast. Download Himalaya at your app store and subscribe to Locked On Astros. Listen in your car to or from work every day. The postseason is brought to you by Vivid Seats. The Astros are going to the World Series, and do you have tickets? If you didn't get them during the sale, you're probably going to have to go to a secondary market. What about something like Vivid Seats? Vivid, where I go to get my seats. Get those tickets online for experiences that will last you a lifetime. Vivid Seats offers you great prices and an easy purchase experience, as well as an in-app loyalty program. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. All Vivid Seats confirmed orders are backed by 100% guaranteed. Download the app and enter the promo code POSTSEASON at the checkout to receive a discount of up to $100. You don't go to the World Series very often, so make those memories with Vivid Seats. Hey guys, I know that the Astros winning the World Series again would be just as good as sex, but remember the good old days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance, get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients such as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Now, this isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants that extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships directly, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment for free when you use the special promo code MLB. Just pay the $5 in shipping. Again, that's Blue, B-L-U-E, Chew.com, promo code MLB to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, and faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. All right, we are back with the Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. Your team every day. And as we talked about last segment, the Astros are going to the World Series. This is the second time in 3 years. And if Jose Altuve and Lance McCullers were healthy last year and Carlos Correa was fully healthy last year, maybe the Astros would have gone to back-to-back World Series. But oh well, it's fine. The Astros are where they are. So, Will, where can they find you at?
They can find me on Twitter at Will Moriarty 86, Eric. That's Will Moriarty 86.
Alrighty. So I wanted to ask you a question. I didn't really get to see that that homer, that DJ LeMahieu homer, and I was wondering, let's say that my wife was kind of asking me this, and let's say that Josh Reddick was still in the game in right field. Would he have caught that ball?
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, George Springer almost caught that ball. It's possible. There's no question that as he showed this evening with a spectacular catch that was quickly overshadowed by Michael Brantley's, you know, play of the year work out there. But Reddick had a web gem himself earlier in the game. There's no denying his ability out there. So it's, you know, it's always tough to kind of say for certain what would have happened. But yeah, I mean, if you would, let me put it this way. If there was any Astros right fielder that I think would have caught that ball in that spot, it would have been Josh Reddick. But you know, that was that took the wind out of the sails of Minute Maid Park, but only for 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, I know. And I'm not doubting Springer's defensive ability. I know he's one of the best defenders out in game. And even when he played right field, he made some great catches out there. His expression afterwards was like all Astros fans when he was kind of down on his knees and just like, what the heck did just happen? And so, no, I don't blame Springer for that. I guess we can blame Osuna for that. And hopefully he got out of his system and won't do that again in World Series, because there's probably going to be a lot of close games because the Nationals pitchers are no joke and their bullpen's a joke, but their starting pitchers are not a joke. And that's something that we're going to be delving into over the next couple of days. The World Series starts on Tuesday night. And I think it's going to be Garrett Cole versus Max Scherzer. And so that's going to be a tough matchup. And that is what the World Series is for matchups like this. And I can't wait to see that. I know I'm going to be at that game. I've got standing room only tickets, but I'll still be at the game cheering for the Astros. So any thoughts about matchup?
Yeah, I think that it'll, you know, one thing that the Astros can do is you talked about that discrepancy between the quality of their starting pitching and their bullpen. Well, that just adds another reason for the Astros to make sure to not expand the zone and make sure to have smart at-bats, make sure to do whatever they need to do to kind of get on an even keel going into the at-bat so that they hopefully can make Scherzer, Strasburg, and the other Sanchez, you know, really, you know, really extend themselves, really throw a higher amount of pitches and really get to that bullpen. But there's no question that really for me to be more confident about that series, I would need to believe that the Astros bats, other than Altuve, were kind of, you know, closer to really getting it turned into high gear. I will say, if there's anybody that I think, you know, can really just kind of on a dime, just kind of forget about the struggles of the past 2 weeks and really get it going. I mean, I think obviously Alex Bregman, just, you know, he's a threat in any at bat. So hopefully he can get things going and that'll have an effect. And then you can continue to see Gurriel kind of put better swings on the ball, like he did, and like Brantley had some better ABs towards the end of this this past series. So, you know, if those two guys could get it going, Springer, and then obviously Bregman, you're in business. But I got to tell you that, like you said, those, the National starting pitchers are no joke. And if the Astros do not show up to play, if they go in there overamped and swinging at anything, they could really bring a title back to D.C. They really could.
Yeah, for sure. And it looks like it's going to be Max Scherzer versus Gerrit Cole, then Steven Strasburg versus Justin Verlander, then Patrick Corbin versus Zach Greinke. And I actually like Greinke going in game three, because keep in mind that will be a NL game, and he'll love to go to bat. And who knows, he could be the hero with the bat. So we'll have to see.
Also,
and
then, Corbin's had a rough postseason.
Yes, for sure. And if Anibal Sanchez is going to be starting game four, and we'll probably see the Peacock and Urquidy matchup again as well. And let's go and talk a little bit about the pitching today. For a bullpen game, we saw some people kind of pick up some slack, and I know Brad Peacock had a 7-pitch first inning, and so AJ Hinch felt comfortable kind of leaving him in there, and he looked really good. He got the first two outs, but then he started allowing trouble, including that RBI, I think it was a single by Gary Sanchez. And so he got into some trouble. Then Josh James came in and shut things down. Then in the third inning, Josh James got into some trouble. He walked two batters. But then you saw Ryan Pressly, after Josh James had loaded the bases, you saw Ryan Pressly come in. He made the play of the game. The third inning happened, and that could have changed the whole game if he didn't get that out. And for those of y'all that didn't see it, it was first pitch, D.D. Gregorius grounded out to the pitcher, and Ryan Pressly, instead of throwing it to first base, which he probably should have done, he actually chased the runner down, and in doing so, he appeared to injure his knee. And this was the same knee that he had surgery on earlier this year. And I was worried. I expected the worst. And especially the way I saw the replay, it just looked like he couldn't even move his knee. But fortunately, you can tell me a little bit more in a second, but it sounds like it was just some scar tissue from surgery that just broke off during the game. And he's expected to be ready for the World Series. Did you hear anything else?
No, that is my understanding, and that's very good news. I think that he absolutely is somebody you want ready to go offhand. I suppose that one option, if he had gone down, would have been bringing back Miley. With no disrespect, that doesn't sound great. Really, the bullpen has been just absolutely, along with obviously the starting pitching, you know, led by the most dominant pitcher on the planet, it's just absolutely been outstanding. This whole postseason, it's really, you're seeing a lot of guys really just have moments and performances they'll remember their whole career. I mean, Will Harris and Joe Smith and all these guys are just really, you know, they can go home at night and really feel good about being part of something really special. If it was not for those guys, like you alluded to earlier, the Astros would have already been knocked out of this thing based on how bad the results have been at the plate. Obviously, you need that to continue in the World Series. And, you know, moving forward, I mean, there are some guys making their case for themselves to be key parts of the 2020 team.
Yeah, for sure. And I forgot to mention that Will Harris also came in with some runners on base after Jose Urquidy, who actually pitched really well. He had 5 strikeouts and 2 2/3 innings, but he did allow 2 people to get a reach base and the 6th inning. But then Will Harris, who I called the other day the rally killer, and I saw that I heard that Steve Sparks was using that after the game today in the when they're doing the interviews in the clubhouse. I don't think it was me. It's just what he does, and Will Harris is just awesome. And I can't believe that he's gonna be a free agent next year. But he is part of this bullpen and the Astros bullpen, despite the 2-run homer allowed by Osuna today. This bullpen has done really great so far, and I bring on the Nationals. I'm ready for them, and I'm worried about the pitching staff, but at the same time, I think the Astros are going to realize that this is a World Series. They're not facing the Yankees anymore. They're going to have to actually hit this time. While the Nationals lineup doesn't scare you outside of the top 3, you've got to hit, especially against those pitchers, and you got to score some runs. So what do you think? What's your predictions for the World Series? Do you think I think the Astros are going to win it in 6 games. What do you think?
That sounds pretty reasonable. Yeah. 6 or 7. I could adjust that really quickly if the, you know, Brantley and Correa, Bregman turn it on a little bit at the plate. I mean, that's the thing. There's such a discrepancy right now between what the Astros are capable of at the plate and what the results are that are coming out right now. And some of that, frankly, is bad luck. I mean, all the fans have noticed that there's been a whole lot of hard hit out, especially this series with the Yankees. You know, luck is a part of it, but you've got mechanical things going on with Alvarez and just guys not having the smartest ABs. You know, if the Astros can hit up to their potential a little bit more, then, you know, that 6 or 7 game projection could come down to 5 games or maybe a sweep.
Yeah, I'm not going to look that far ahead, but yeah, guys, your Astros are going to the World Series again, and keep up with all the Astros talk on the Locked On Astros podcast. Thank you, Will, for joining, and thanks for listening.
Anytime.
And remember, you can subscribe to the show on the new Himalaya podcast app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car on your way home from the game, tell your smart device to play the podcast, Locked On Astros.